Wednesday on Ozarks at Large, we heard music from John Charles, the stage name for local musician and songwriter Chris Mastin. He and Meredith Kimbrough, who performs as Magnolia, will perform tomorrow night at Dixon Street Pub in Fayetteville. On this edition of Ozarks at Large, we hear more from the recent sit-down with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis, starting with the origin story behind the name John Charles.
I go by John Charles, and that is a name I made up when I was really trash when I was 20, and it was a name I gave to a cop. I was wearing women's clothing because it was the type of party it was, and so I didn't have my ID on me, so I was like, for some reason they got me to talk to the cops. The cops came and they got me to talk to them. I was like passed out, so I go down there and they're like, first of all, I was like, y'all aren't supposed to be here. Like, we have a fence. And I don't know. I thought I was, like, being all legal or whatever. We have a fence, and y'all can't just open it. And they're like, okay, whatever. And then they're like, what's your name, sir? And I was like, John Charles. And then I actually didn't remember that, but someone told me it later. And then I used to have, like, a personality, that drunk personality, and I just kind of used that to try to produce something positive from it, I guess.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I guess.
So give us a taste of something positive.
So I don't know if this is actually not positive.
Okay, that's fair.
But this song is called Get Some Air Under It, which is something my mom used to always say. And, I'll just play it.
All right.
I'm a slave to my laziness. You just worry about that later and just lay it off. Nothing to do gets done the way it ought to. I guess there's always more time for you to give it more time. I'm ambitious, but not vicious enough to think anyone would wail over me, but that's fine. I'm a lover, and well, I'm a hater too. I guess I'll always hang helplessly between the two. I don't ration well. It seems I always run dry before I reach another well. I'm in love with my loneliness. Trying to keep that in mind the next time I feel like a self-aware piece of living. Shit. Always wanted to be.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
That's quite a bit different from the music of the Chads, which is the band you're with that you were with when you were here last time.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a lot different. This is more like me, I guess. Hmm. That band is more like 22-year-old me, and we're still doing it. Yeah.
What does this give you that the Chads does, or music like, you know, that hard punk rock?
I decided that I wanted to be, like, really vulnerable with music, and I love playing punk rock music, but no one ever really hears what you're saying. You're just kind of yelling, and you're like, oh, he's probably saying something back there, but we're usually not actually saying a lot of whole words or, like, actual lyrics. But so I wanted to just get back to songwriting, and I wanted to kind of just bear it all as best I could. And I wrote this song, actually. I was supposed to be doing something else, and I'm actually a really lazy person, so I worked on this instead of doing the thing I was supposed to do. So
I can dig it.
Yeah.
So, Mary, you also bear a lot in your songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of outlet does that give you?
Well, as you know, I'm in a bunch of other bands, too, mainly doing, like, singing background and, you know, singing other people's songs. And I've been writing songs for a long time, but it's taken me a really, really long time to not be such a wreck that I could get out and play them for people. I don't know what it gives me. It honestly just gives me, like, heartburn, you know, to do it, but I'm just trying to do it anyway, because, right. I don't know, I wrote them, so I might as well play them.
Well, and you've told me before that you consider singing to be your instrument, yet you have a guitar with you.
I do.
I've seen you play washboard and drums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about voice that is so precious to you?
I don't know if it's precious. It's just the thing that I can do the best. I don't really like playing guitar. I just do that to kind of, you know, write songs and have something to sing over. I prefer to play washboard and drums. But yeah, I don't know. It's just the thing that I do. I don't know if I thought a lot about it.
That's fair. That's fair. Do you want to give us a taste?
Yeah, let's do one. This is a song called Follow Me Down. Eric and I were part of a songwriting group for a long time where you'd get a little phrase and have to write a song in a week with the phrase in it. And what was the phrase that week? Keep your hands where I can see them. And so this was that song.
Fell around the place, not even one fearful breath could. said, keep your hands where I can see them. I hope you came prepared. I can show you what you're looking for. Follow me down if you dare.
Now, on stage, you go by Magnolia.
I do.
Where's that from? I mean, you mentioned Magnolias in that last song.
Right.
Is that the genesis?
Unrelated.
Okay.
Well, so bouncing off of Mastin's drunk personality, the original name for this solo project was actually Tammy Duane.
Right.
I actually love that.
Yeah. Who is my drunk personality. But I had some people encourage me not to go that route. So I don't know. I couldn't really think of anything else. I like magnolia trees. I got one in my yard.
Yeah.
I was like, that'll do.
I think that's all the questions I have. Mary, Eric, would you mind playing one more to take us out?
Let's do it.
Don't mind at all. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. What's this one gonna be?
Neptune's Daughter. Stranger with that hair like fire, I wouldn't be telling it all if I just told you that she was a liar. Child of the deep, her dreams are green and glowing things, a mystery so sweet you can't help but to believe her. You can't make me leave you there, buried underwater. You're not Neptune's only daughter. I've never seen a rolling stone so quiet and so still. You can believe that you know somebody, but you never will. When a person pushes you away with both their hands, you gotta let it go.
You don't have to understand it. You can't make me leave you there, buried underwater, you're not Neptune's only daughter. And it all feels so unfair when you lie to me, you're only making it harder. She's been lost since the beginning. I guess she's figured it out now. Time is unforgiving.
That was Chris Mastin and Meredith Kimbrough speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio late last month. We also heard the slide guitar stylings of Eric Whithands. Tomorrow night, they'll perform at Dixon Street Pub in Fayetteville. That show begins at 8 p.m. Admission free.